بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد My brothers and sisters, I believe that today, September 21, is International Peace Day. What we need, however, is International Justice Day. This is a more or less recent trend, and I think we are in the process of naming every day of the year as something or the other. We forget that naming a day is nothing if it's not followed up with actions to make it happen. So I say to those who have created International Peace Day that what we really need is an International Justice Day. And I'll tell you why. In this world of cause and effect, if you want an effect, you must address the cause. Peace is an effect. Peace is not a cause. Peace doesn't happen on its own. Justice is the cause. Peace happens when justice prevails. Peace will not happen until justice prevails. However, the definition of peace in the eyes of the establishment, irrespective of time and age, every establishment has always had the same definition, and that is absence of resistance and silence in the face of oppression. Absence of resistance to and silence in the face of oppression. But remember, such silence is the silence of the cemetery, announcing the presence of death, not life. Those who oppose injustice are, in fact, shining symbols of the single most important element that sets humans apart from other mammals. That is, where those who are not affected by injustice stand up for those who are. The single most important element that sets humans apart from other mammals is where those who are not affected by injustice stand up for those who are. Every establishment always called this kind of activism disturbing the peace, instead of what it really was, which is establishing justice so that peace can happen. Such people have always been maligned and attacked and imprisoned and sometimes killed. However, history records their names in letters of gold, and they are remembered long after those who maligned them have been forgotten. The greatest contribution of these beacons of light and guidance to the truth is the message that oppression can be fought, must be fought, that the price of accepting oppression is far higher than the cost of fighting it. And finally, a message to all oppressors of all times. You may be able to cut off my head, but you can't make me bow it. You may be able to cut off my head, but you cannot make me bow it. Some names of those who disturbed the peace to establish justice, which I consider it my honor to share with you, are as follows. Please add to this list and tell your children their stories. Inspire yourself and your children and keep the memory alive. Musa alayhi salam, Moses of Egypt, who single-handedly stood in the court of the Pharaoh of Egypt, the Pharaoh of Misr, and spoke for the truth. He was not afraid of the power of Pharaoh. He stood and spoke for the truth because in his heart was the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalla. Isa alayhi salam, Jesus of Nazareth, Isa alayhi salam, who stood up and spoke against the oppression by moneylenders, by the forces of the authority, forces of authority of the time, the Roman Empire, and spoke for the truth. He again was not afraid of those forces. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who spoke again in Makkah when he announced Islam, where he called people to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. The first and foremost principle of justice is to be just with respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to worship only Allah and nobody else, because nobody else is worthy of worship. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam called to that. He called to justice. He called to the equal rights of women. He called to the protection of orphans. He called to the freeing of slaves. He called to the equality of individuals across the board, across society, with the only sign of superiority being obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. The best of you, the most honored of you in the sight of Allah is the one who has the greatest taqwa. Malcolm X, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., Rosa Parks, people who fought against white supremacy and who fought for the rights of people of color, for African Americans and people of color. Guru Tegh Bahadur in India, who fought for the rights of people and who fought for the rights of his people against the might of the Mughal Empire of the time. All of these people, they paid the price. Some paid the price with their lives. All of them paid the price of fighting against overwhelming odds. But the result of their fight, and as I said, add your own names. The result of their fight was that the standard of justice was not allowed to fall, was upheld, because they understood that the life or happiness of one individual is nothing compared to the establishment of justice in the world. They understood that the price of opposing injustice is always less than the cost of allowing injustice to happen and to rule the land. I remind myself and you that this is something that is worth remembering, that is worth recalling, that is worth applauding, that is worth praising, and that is worth propagating. As Muslims, we have a special need and a special, I would say it is our right, that we should do this. Propagate truth and stand up and fight against all falsehood, all oppression. I can do nothing better than to end with the beautiful hadith of Rasulullah SAW, narrated by Abu Sayyid al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, who said that Rasulullah SAW said, If any of you sees any injustice, any oppression, he said, stop it with your hand. And he said, if you cannot do that, if you don't have the power, if you don't have the strength to do that, then speak out against it. And he said, if you do not even have that much of power, then he said, hate it in your heart, which means separate yourself from it, leave that place, hate it in your heart. And he said, if that is all that you can do, then this is a sign of the weakness of your iman. I don't think anything can be clearer than that. The clarion call of Rasulullah SAW to stand up against oppression. The result of standing up against oppression is that you have a society which is peaceful. I want to end with another hadith of Rasulullah, where he said, support, he used actually a proverb that the Arabs had, the tribal Arabs had, where they said, support your brother, whether he is right or whether he is wrong. Support your brother, whether he is right or wrong. And they meant based on tribal allegiance. So we support our tribesman, no matter whether he is right or wrong. So Rasulullah used the same proverb, and he said to the Sahaba, he said to his companions, Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, he said, support your brother, whether he is right or wrong. So the Sahaba knew him, and they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will support our brother if he is right, but how do we support him if he is wrong? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if he is wrong, support him by stopping his wrongdoing, by holding his hand, because if you don't do that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish him, and that will be worse for him. So stop him. Supporting somebody who is doing wrong means to stop that person's wrong, to stop that person's oppression. This is our deen. This is our Islam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to help us to practice it and to feel the sweetness of it in our lives. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعليه وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين